The Angel of the Yard by Edgar Allan Poe. It was a chilly November afternoon. I had just consummated an unusually hearty dinner, of which dyspeptic truth formed not the least important item, and was sitting alone in the dining room with my feet upon the fender, and at my elbow a small table which I had rolled up to the fire, and upon which were some apologies for dessert, with some miscellaneous bottles of wine, spirit, and liqueur. In the morning, I had been reading Glover's Leonidas, Wilkie's Epigoniad, Lumberton's Pilgrimage, Barlow's Columbiad, Tuckerman's Sicily, and Griswold's Curiosities. I am willing to confess, therefore, that I now felt a little stupid. I made effort to arouse myself by frequent aid of Lafitte, and all failing, I betook myself to a stray newspaper in despair. Having carefully perused the column of houses to let and the column of dogs lost, and then the columns of wives and apprentices runaway, I attacked with great resolution the editorial matter, and reading it from beginning to end without understanding a syllable, conceived the possibility of it being Chinese, and so reread it from the end to the beginning, but with no more satisfactory result. I was about throwing away in disgust this folio of 4 pages, happy work, which not even critics criticize, when I felt my attention somewhat aroused by the paragraph.